You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
March 14, 2018. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
My guest tonight, the star of Marvel's Jessica Jones on Netflix, Kristen Ritter, is joining us, everybody! It's gonna be really fun. But first up, let's make like Roy Moore now and turn our attention to high school kids. Ever since the shooting in Parkland, Florida, young people have been leading the charge for sensible gun reform. And today, on the one-month anniversary of that shooting, they kicked things up a notch with a nationwide school walkout. That's right. For once, the students evacuated on their own terms.
Tonight, nationwide protests. A sea of students from Parkland to Columbine marching out of their schools, demanding action to combat gun violence.
More than 185,000 students walking out of classrooms today.
Washington, New York, Parkland, Florida, St. Paul, Minnesota, St. Louis, Denver, Chicago.
At the Capitol, thousands of shoes make up a memorial to children killed by gun violence.
As a 12-year-old, do you really think that you have the power to make change?
By myself, I don't think I have the power, but together with all these people here, I think we can make a change.
My man. Yeah. Look at that. Somebody put his multiplication to good use, yeah. We can't let politics divide us. Carry the three. I love this. It's interesting how people keep asking these kids if they're not too young to protest. You do realize some of the biggest political movements were led by young people, right? Kids fought for civil rights. Kids fought against apartheid in South Africa and to stop the Vietnam War. And never forget the inspiring young woman who used a can of soda to end racism forever. Don't ever forget that. And today was a perfect example of how a youth movement can turn into an everyone movement. Because this morning's protests brought in major politicians like Nancy Pelosi, crying Chuck Schumer, no nickname Andrew Cuomo, and they even got the most popular millennial of all, Bernie! Do you know how loud you have to be to drown out Bernie Sanders? Using a megaphone. Bernie is so naturally loud, he normally uses the megaphone backwards so he can have an indoor voice. Shh, the baby's sleeping, keep it down. Now, although these kids are fighting for a cause that seems logical to most, there are still some who don't agree with the idea of them marching in the streets.
The demonstrations are prompting heated debates. Some schools allowing students to walk out. Others, like this one in New Jersey, threatening suspensions if anyone ditches class.
I would rather my kids be in school, safe, and I don't believe this demonstration is really going to change anything.
Wait, you don't want kids outside because it's not safe? The schools are not safe. That's literally why they're marching. Yeah, you were like, go back to the schools. That's where the people got shot. This woman is like the person in a slasher movie who's like, the best thing for us to do is stay inside the house, okay? Let's go to the basement. It's dark there. The killer won't see us, okay, guys? And the reason these kids think it's so important to march, especially today, is because although the House passed a school safety bill, it completely left out any provisions relating to guns, right? Which seems like the one thing you shouldn't leave out of a school safety bill. It's like a pizza delivery guy saying, here's your pizza, we just didn't include the crust. Enjoy. In fact, there are many politicians, including the president, who still think the best solution to this problem is giving teachers guns. Yeah. And upon hearing this idea, the god of irony responded with this.
As debate rages on nationwide about arming teachers in the U.S., a gun was accidentally fired by a teacher inside a Seaside High School classroom.
Was teaching a criminal justice sort of safety awareness class and accidentally discharged his firearm into the ceiling.
Though the gun didn't shoot anyone directly, one student was hurt.
And fragments from the bullet struck a student in the neck. Fortunately, there were no serious injuries.
Sweet Jesus. A teacher almost shot a kid. And by the way, he isn't just a teacher. He's a reserve police officer. Yeah, the kind of trained professional who's supposed to know what he's doing. And I gotta say, that teacher better quit because he's gonna have a hard time scolding his students after this. Like, imagine you're a kid in his class and now the teacher tries to yell at you for talking to a friend. I'll be like, bitch, you shot Freddy! But still, a bullet fragment hit a child. Yeah, and the worst part is that this whole thing could have been avoided if we just gave that kid's neck a gun. We'll be right back.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. C-Y-M-B-I-O. T-I-K-A.com.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an actor who stars in the Netflix series Marvel's Jessica Jones. Please welcome Kristen Ritter. Welcome to the show.
What?
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Oh. Like, what did you say?
I thought I'd like offended you. You're like, what? How dare you welcome me to your show?
I switched into Jessica Jones like that.
Oh, no. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming here. I've been a big fan of yours for a very long time.
Thank you.
I've been on an emotional roller coaster. Like like I was devastated in Breaking Bad, and then I hated you in The Bee in Apartment 23.
Why? You hated me in that show that was like the highlight of my life.
Yeah, but you were the bee.
I was such a bee.
You were the bee. And then now, I feel like Jessica Jones is a culmination of everything. A likable character who struggles through the world that she's living in. She's a superhero, but at the same time, she suffers from PTSD. Do you feel like she's like one of the most realistic superheroes that we have right now?
I think she is probably the most realistic one. You know, we approach the show as character first, and this is a girl who is marked by a lot of trauma in her life and right. sexual assault, great loss. And so we're exploring like the psychology of this character who also happens to have superpowers and is really strong and can put somebody through a wall with barely any effort.
Right, and that it feels like that resonates with a lot of people because they go like, I like Jessica Jones because I feel like as a human being I want to be a superhero, but I also acknowledge that I have emotions, I have feelings, I get hurt, there are still things that affect me. Do you think that's a big part of the show's success is the fact that many women watch it and go, that's exactly what I am. I'm a superhero who has feelings.
Yeah, and I think, you know, what we approach the show as like boots on the ground, but because we are in the superhero genre, we have superpowers, but we also have super emotions.
Right.
And super stakes. It allows us to just play in this elevated, you know, playing field.
And a lot of people have said that Jessica Jones is the perfect superhero specifically for the Me Too movement.
Yeah, she's angry.
She's angry.
And loud.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
When you look at the scenes that you guys shot, because I always find that fascinating. You shot a season, and the storyline seems like you wrote it when the Me Too movement was happening, but you shot all of that before this happened.
We shot all of that before it happened. We finished shooting the show, I think, October 1st, and then everything started coming out about right. Harvey Weinstein and the Me Too movement in October.
Right.
And we were texting each other, like, does Melissa Rosenberg, our showrunner, have a crystal ball?
Right.
We talked about it, and her response has been, these aren't new issues. This has been happening forever. Her scripts were written 2 years before this even happened. So, and the fact that it's resonating so loud is crazy.
It's interesting that you say that. It's a movement that started now, already blew up, but it's an issue that's been pervasive for a long time.
Yeah.
When you are in the show, when you are playing Jessica Jones, is that a thing that connects to you in the story? Is that a storyline that you take very seriously, her past and the men that have traumatized her and the world she's lived in?
Sure. For me specifically, I wasn't in that storyline. But what I think Jessica responds to is she was a victim of sexual assault.
Right.
And so I think that this storyline and the fact that her best friend went through this and then he's also abused younger girls, scratches a wound for her.
Right.
And that injustice like ignites her and infuriates her. And I think that's also kind of what we're experiencing in real life.
Right.
All of this that's coming out, it strikes this anger that's been lying dormant forever.
When that anger is struck, do you ever think that you do have superpowers in real life?
Yes.
Do you forget?
Also, playing Jessica Jones makes me sometimes think that I'm really strong.
Do you think you're going to, like, move a car in traffic?
Sometimes I think I can, but but I can't.
I just picture you, like,
alert.
In New York. Just
real
being,
life.
Hey!
Yeah.
Can you move, please? Can you... No, because I sometimes hope, I wish I had superpowers, but
for
I never
sure.
get to play a superhero.
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you would have with you in your character.
It's
you're so used
fun.
To things moving and,
yeah.
but then like you.
But then reality hits,
right.
okay, on set, sometimes like I'll get carried away. There was one scene that I was doing and the stunt guy was like, oh, you know, you're going to hit me here. Should I wear a pad? I'm like, no, it's all good. It's fine.
Right.
And then you step like a little bit too far past your mark and hit the guy for real and he goes nowhere and your hand blows up.
Oh, man.
So I have like an inflated self-confidence about my strength, but then there's a rude awakening when real life sets in.
There are so many things that you are doing right now, and what I love is it's like a weird range of things. So you have written a book, which was really successful. People were impressed by it. You are a superhero in Jessica Jones, and you are somehow a professional knitter. Is this true?
Really into knitting. That's how I have balance in my life.
Like people actually want to sell your knitwear.
Yeah, totally. Well, I design knitting kits, which is like making knitting cool. And so
Why?
If somebody wants to try it, because knitting is cool. And it's so fun to make things with your hands.
If it was cool, you wouldn't need to make it cool, though.
No, God.
Okay, fine. Make knitting cool. And
so basically, I design knitting kits. Right. So I try to design like a sweater that's pretty easy and accessible that somebody could maybe make as a beginner,
right.
Easy level. I'm such a nerd. And then, so the kit will come with everything that you need to make the sweater. The yarn and the needles, and also the pattern.
And then people make the knits.
Yes.
And then, but like,
it's
but
awesome.
You're a star of and a superhero. Why would you do this?
Because I love it, and I'm just one of those girls who likes to have like, you know, I don't like to put all my eggs in one basket.
Oh, I've never seen anyone who like goes like, I'm gonna diversify my portfolio in case this acting thing doesn't work. I'll be a professional knitter.
Oh, you have a backup. Gotta have a backup on the backup.
You gotta have
on the
a
backup.
Backup on the backup. I don't think you'll need it. Jessica Jones is amazing. Thank you so much for being on the show. Kristen Ritter, everybody. Thank you so much.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.